in the interview explained where he got the idea from. You know what? Before I play that, I should do this. Hang on.
Nene, the following medical conditions have been known to occur while listening to Fighting for the Faith: cranial keyboard embedment syndrome, sinew nasal liquid spewment disorder, steering wheel pounding clenched fist strain, continual gaping dry mouth atosis, and frustrative disbelief brain explosion. Please take proper precautions. Drinking straws, padding, and duct tape are recommended.
Oh, man, this warning could not be more needed today. This particular answer to the question, where did Rick Warren get the idea for all of these campaigns, this particular bit of knowledge could actually be endanger you from suffering from frustrative brain explosion. Here, let me let Rick Warren explain.
And a number of years ago, we came out with what we call our campaigns. There's some people have heard of the 40 Days of Purpose campaign, but we've done a lot of them over the years at Saddleback. One was called 50 Days of Faith, and one was called Millennial Members, one was called I Want to Grow, one was called 40 Days of Peace. And practically every year, we'll do this spiritual emphasis where we pick a subject and we'll focus on it for an intense period of time, and we'll hear it on Sunday, and we'll read about it during the week, and we'll discuss it in a small group, and we'll do projects, and we'll memorize it. And somehow, by doing all these reinforcements, I have found the spiritual growth just soars.
So, okay, so the purpose is soaring spiritual growth. Where'd you get it from, Rick? Here we go.
You know, by doing these campaigns, I actually learned the idea of a campaign from the communist, of all people.
From who? Yeah, that's right. I warned you that you could be suffering from frustrative brain explosion from listening to this. Hang on a second here. Let's hear it again.
Campaigns. I actually learned the idea of a campaign from the communist, of all people.
Please tell us more.
Years ago, there was a book written called Dedication and Leadership. It was written in the 50s by the head of the Communist Party of England, who converted to Christ. He actually became a Catholic. And then he wrote this book on what the church could learn from the communist, not about doctrine. You know, we know our doctrine. But what were some of the tools that they used to help win converts to communism? And he wrote this book called Dedication and Leadership. It's still in print by Notre Dame Press. It's not a very well-known book, but it's...
Yeah, if you want to get it, you know, Notre Dame Press.
Douglas Hyde, if you want a pastor, you want to pick it up. I actually first heard about it from Howard Hendricks. It was the first person who recommended it.
Howard Hendricks of Promise Keepers fame. So there you go. I mean, have you ever wondered where did Rick Warren get the idea for the 40 Days of Purpose campaign and all these little campaigns that he's campaigning for, and that he claims is, well, the thing that has supercharged the spiritual growth there at Saddleback? Well, guess no more. You can now know that he got it from the Communist Party.